妹妹，为什么房间又一团乱，玩具都不收好啊？
我在找东西啊。
昨天才收好，今天又乱了，我的头又要开始痛了。
妈咪，我是在找虎标白色万金油啦。阿妈都说头痛擦这个很有效，薄荷凉凉的可以帮忙舒缓哦。妈咪，爱老虎哟。
哎呦，今天怎么这么乖呀？很内行哦，还知道要用这瓶百年老字号的。
虎标在手，全家神队友。
全台各大药局、屈臣氏、康氏美皆有贩售。
卫蜀成字字第015702号，北市卫药广字字第113040234号。使用前请详阅说明书、警语及注意事项。
Hello, guys, and welcome to another special episode of Vocab with myself and 周报时光机 Patrick.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Patrick.
That's right, Patrick. Every month we will have special episodes like this, a special feature between me and Patrick.And today, we are going to be tackling some other trivia that is totally new to me. So I'm going to pass the mic to Patrick now.
Okay, 好，我们今天要来讲一些冷知识哦。那这个冷知识呢，对John老师来说可能是比较陌生的，但其实对台湾的人来讲，我们知道台湾之前曾经被称作铁道王国。
Yes.
所以呢，我们今天来讲一些跟 railway 或者是跟 train 有关的一些冷知识。同时呢、okay.也要请John老师 will introduce some idioms and phrases that is related to the railway or maybe train.
Yes. We have many, many idioms and phrases and expressions for trains and tracks.
Yes.
So we will cover them as we go along. Mm. So what is the first trivia, Patrick? Because I am very unfamiliar with railways,railway stations, and railway lines.
Oh.
Because my childhood in South Africa, we would drive everywhere. We wouldn't take the train. Most of the trains and the railway services are for cargo, not for people.
Ah, 货物啊。Okay,
yes.
So it's kind of different in Taiwan. You know, that many people will go on the train. 不管是通勤啊、从台中到台北啊、台北到高雄、
yes.
很多人会搭台铁。甚至是
That's
if you want、
right.
to go to Hualien or Taitung, you have to go on train, right? Or maybe drive on yourself because there's no high-speed railway. So we have to go for the train.
Yes.
First trivia, I would like to ask John, do you know how many train stations are there in Taiwan?就是几个火车站。
How many、
yeah.
railway stations? And we're talking about Taiwan Railways Administration, TRA, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about high-speed rail. We're not talking about the cargo rail. We're talking about the passenger、
yes.
railway lines.
Yes.
Okay? Let me guess.、
Mm.
Okay, I am really sucking this out of my thumb. Okay? we have 22 counties in Taiwan.、
Mm.
Right? I'm going to go 128.
128.But the exactly number is 2 times more. It's like...
Seriously?
It's 241. 这个有总
共 241?
Yeah, 241.
Railway stations.
Yes, 这是台铁官网它截至、民国110年底 统计出来台铁的全线总共有241座车站。营运的里程呢、
okay.
总长度是1065公里。
Okay.Okay. How many kilometers in total length? 1,000.
Yeah, 1,065 kilometers.
You know, let me give you a distance, an idea of the distance. Okay,、mm. give you a measurement.
Okay.、
Right? Patrick, from my town, Bloemfontein, in South Africa,、
mm.
to Cape Town is 1,000 kilometers.
Oh, oh my
We have、God. To drive 10 hours to Cape Town.
Holy shit. 10
so now,
hours.
You know, right?、
Okay.
Now you tell me, we have 241 stations?
Yes.
And the total length of our railway line is 1,000.
Yes.
So technically, it go around Taiwan 3 times?
Yeah, yes.
2 to 3 times? 2.5 times at least?、
Mm.
So it's from my city, Bloemfontein, to Cape Town. Literally,、
oh、
1,000 km.
I wonder, so 10 hours, you 10 drive hours. Alone or with your family?
Oh, no. I mean, with long distance travel like that, if you drive by yourself, you got to go slow. You got to go easy, right? But、
yeah.
if we go on a family trip、every Christmas, you know, I went to Cape Town with my family like 3 or 4 times、
mm-hmm.
in my life. I mean, it's 1,000 kilometers, right? And then it's 1,000 kilometers back. So、mm. total, you know, without driving anywhere else, it's 2,000 kilometers already clocked on your car.
Oh.
Imagine that, right? If you go around Cape Town, if you visit some places, then it's another 200, 300 kilometers at least.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so imagine that's one holiday, one vacation.
Holy cow.
So so for us driving, you know, 1,000 kilometers is like, man, you know, not a big deal. It's a thing. But the problem is it depends on how many people you are on the car and then also how often you rest. If you don't rest, yeah. We have tried on one road trip. We have tried only resting one time and mm-hmm. we arrived in 11 hours.
Oh, it's still a long trip.
Yeah, you know, nonstop. Yeah. Technically, we took bathroom breaks and then we bought takeaway to eat on the car. We didn't really take a break. And then one holiday when I was a lot bigger, when I could drive, that particular holiday, we drove for almost 12 and a half hours to 13 hours. So we started driving at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we arrived somewhere along the lines of plus rest stop, plus everything. We arrived, I remember somewhere like 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Wow. It's hard to imagine. You know that Taiwan, we you want to drive like 10 hours a trip. We don't know where can we go.
No, you know why in Taiwan, if you drive 10 hours, you only get to like Kaohsiung or somewhere because of our highways, right? Our highways run in the mountains. So you can't drive 120 kilometers per hour. You can't drive full speed. It's because all our highways are in the mountains or along the coast. And if you drive along the coast, there are crosswinds. And there are so many different weather yes. issues at play. So you shouldn't. And in Taiwan, our freeway and highway maximum speed is 110 kilometers. We can't drive over that.
Mm, and maybe we got a traffic jam or
yes,
something.
Yes, and a traffic jam at every major city, right?
Yeah.
Going into major city, out of every major city. So in Taiwan, most of the time, the road trips, they are not one single road trip, you know, from Taipei to Kaohsiung. Most of the time, most people, what I hear is they like to make different stops along the way.
Yeah.
So Taiwan Rail, wow. Okay, 1,000K.
Mm, okay, this is the first trivia about Taiwan's railway, like 241 stations. And the kilometer is like 1,065 kilometers.
1,065. That's not bad.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm. So let's introduce one idiom to our listeners.
Okay.
Right?
I got one for you. This idiom we will use in situations where something has already happened and there's nothing you can do about it.
It sounds sad.
Okay. Or the particular opportunity or the chance has left, is gone. Right? No more chance
okay.
to do something. Mm. Okay. So this idiom uses the keyword train.
Mm.
So the train has left the station or that train has left the station.
Oh, it's good to imagine, right? The train left. We can't do anything.
Yes. Mm. And similarly, this is a bonus idiom for you guys. Mm. We are also an island, right? We are an island country.
Yeah.
So we are also very familiar with our ships and vessels.
Yes.
So we can also say the boat has sailed. That ship has sailed or that boat has sailed.
Hmm. It's the same idea.
Nothing you can do. Bye-bye.
Hmm.
No more opportunity. So here's the example sentence for you guys. I thought the internship program was still open for applications. But it looks like that train has left the station.
这个翻译成中文就是说，我以为我的实习计划还可以申请去参加，但似乎已经木已成舟了。这是一句成语，跟这个意思很像。
Yeah, too late, too bad.
You can't change the situation anymore,
yeah.
right?
It's a fact.
Okay.
It's a fact now.
对，这个中文可以用木已成舟啊，或者是什么生米煮成熟饭这类似的这样的概念啊。
So that train has left the station, right? And also, you know, another context that most us men don't like to get involved in is breakups, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you want to make it up to your girlfriend or your wife, and then they're just very angry, and, you know, they might want to break up. And unfortunately, sometimes they will just tell you, the train has left the station.
Oh.
There's nothing It's a missed opportunity. Nothing you can do.
Oh, this is a bad situation.
Ouch.
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. That ship has sailed. Bye-bye.
好嘿, 这是我们今天的第一个 idioms. 好,这听起来非常难过,木已成舟, that train has left the station. Okay. Okay, there's another trivia about our railway. Okay.
Okay.
So, I would first like to ask John, we know that main line, 我们知道主线就叫做 main line 嘛?
The main line,
yeah,
yes.
那台铁的支线, 这个英文要怎么说呢?
Okay, usually in English, it'll be the main line, or the primary line, or we can say the railway line, okay?
Yes.
And for example, like highways, we will say number one highway, number two highway, right? National highway, that kind of idea. And I think for railway tracks and railway lines, we probably would use the word branch lines.
Oh, branch.
Yeah, like a tree branch, right? You branch out.
B-R-A-N-C-H.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So it's a branch line.
Okay, branch line.
Okay. So the next trivia is about the branch line.
Exactly. Do you know how many branch lines, 就是现在台铁还有多少条支线是有在营运当中的?
Okay. So how many branch lines are still in service?
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting because we just covered the number of stations. So if you have 241 stations in total, nationwide, I mean, you can't tell me we only have like 10 branch lines. It doesn't make sense, right?
Oh.
It must be more than that. I'm going to go, if I say 50, I think it's too much.
Oh,
right? It's
way
just too many
much.
Branch lines if it's 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with somewhere in between. Let me say 30, 35.
35.
30, 35.
Unfortunately, there's only 7.
What?
Yes, there are only 7 lines.
7 more. Branch lines?
Yeah. So why? Why the branch line are so few, right? 这个为什么呢? 其实跟台湾之前的这个产业的转移有关系。 我们知道之前台湾当时不管是日治时期或清领时期, 其实很多的开垦都是要运送木材、煤炭或是蔗糖。
For cargo, right?
Yeah, the cargo part.
Transporting wood, transporting the commodities,
yes.
metals, the gold mines,
the cane, sugar,
and the coal mines.
Yeah, something.
Sugar cane, okay.
Yeah, okay. 这个是之前在那个时候的产业时期，但是我们的支线呢，就是为了要辅佐这些东西可以从山里面运送出来。哦，所以之前可能都是跟着那些，不管是林场啊、煤矿场这样的去合作。但随着产业的转型，煤矿场跟林场已经逐渐的式微了，那这些支线逐渐就被废掉。那加上台湾是比较地狭人稠的状况，所以很多地方之后就把这个铁路支线给废弃了，甚至是转型变观光。 铁路导致很多支线就从以前可能十几条、二十几条，慢慢缩缩缩，变成现在剩下六条。 Yes,
that makes sense. That makes sense because most of the branch lines, I mean, back in the heyday, right? Back in the days when you know mining, wood industry, everything was booming. Maybe there were 25, 30 branch lines, but right now, it's more for tourism.
Yeah, the most famous branch line in Taiwan is like 平溪线 or maybe 内湾线.
I know Pingxi.
Yeah,
right?
We go there to have the sky lantern.
Yes,
right?
You can light the sky lantern. I went there twice. Very nice. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, and very historical streets there. You can have some...
Yes, old streets.
Yeah, old streets and go around the railway, something like that. Yeah. Okay, so this is the second one.
Very cool. Very,
we got
very
6
cool.
branch line and one very, very famous one. It's the Alishan Railway.
Oh,
Alishan Lingyetian.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's used for tourism now, right?
Yeah. We go on and go up to the mountains.
Yes.
The altitude is like 2,000 meters.
Really? 2,000 meters above sea level? Ooh.
Yeah, it is the highest point of Taiwan's railway in Alishan.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's very famous around the world. Many foreigners will come to here and visit there.
Yes. It's iconic. You know, you don't only go to Alishan for the hiking. Mm. You also want to go on the little train ride. Go around the Ali Mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very nice.
Okay. So this is the second trivia. And then we'll go for the second idioms.
Okay. So I got one for you since we talk about Alishan train. okay? Mm-hmm. The Alishan Railway. So Alishan Railway and the trains are very iconic, right? Because I remember back in the day, to be honest with you, I still haven't taken the rail line.
Oh, me too. I didn't.
I've never taken the railway line on Ali Mountain. I don't know why. I think the one memory I had when I was, what, maybe 4 years old? When we were still in Taiwan, my dad took me to Shito, and then that was it. We didn't get on the train and everything. So I've only heard about this, okay?
Okay.
But I've got one for you talking about the train. Hmm. So when we say, for example, in this context, right, when we can jump on a good opportunity, we call that a gravy train.
Oh, gravy train.
Money-making opportunity or a money-making scheme or a money-making career, you can say, oh, you're jumping on the gravy train.
Mm.
So gravy and train doesn't sound right because gravy is the meat sauce, you know, the sauce that you put on your mashed potatoes and on your side dish, that's gravy.
Ah, 肉汁.
Yes. So gravy train sounds like it's a lot of meat juice.
It's gross.
Right? It's a train full of meat juice. But if you think about it, when we talk about meat, right, we talk about money, opportunities, and, you know,
yes,
positive stuff, you know?
Mm.
So if you jump on the gravy train, it means it's probably a good opportunity. It's a money-making opportunity.
Oh.
Okay. So I think this is very much related to Ali Mountain, right? If the Ali Mountain trains operate in full capacity, it's a gravy train. It's a money-making train as well. And now if you work in the semiconductor industry as an engineer, it's the gravy train too.
Mm, but it's not very easy to
It's not very
hard,
easy.
Right?
But gravy train means, you know, you make money.
Ah.
You know, it's a money-making opportunity. It's a gravy train. So here's the example sentence. Jack hopped on the gravy train when he married his wife, whose family owns one of the largest property companies in the world.
Ah, lucky man.
Yes. So he jumped on the gravy train or he hopped on the gravy train when he married his wife. Because his wife comes from a wealthy family.
Family, okay. 所以这句话如果翻成中文大概就是杰克在结婚之后可以说是不劳而获, 因为他的老婆是来自世界上数一数二的房产家族。
Yeah.
Okay.
He's living the high life. It's easy. Good money all the way. Good career.
Lucky guy, right?
Yes. Okay. So similarly, today, if you are an AI engineer or software engineer working in Silicon Valley, yeah, it's the gravy train.
You're now on the right train.
Yes.
On the right track.
You are on the gravy train.
Yes. Okay.
For the rest of us, we are watching the gravy train drive by.
And we never get up the train. Okay.
All right.
好，这就是第二个idioms about gravy train, 就是不劳而获或者是肥缺的意思哦。
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go for the third trivia. All right. I would like to ask John. So we're talking about six branch line. Let me quickly introduce the name of them.
Yes.
Okay. 所以第一个叫申奥线，第二个是平溪线，第三个是六家线，第四个是内湾，第五个是吉吉，第六个是沙仑线。
Hang on a second. I've heard of Gigi somewhere.
Oh, yeah, in Nantou.
Yeah, Gigi Station is a very popular station, right?
Yeah.
For tourists.
Yeah, you can go to like Gigi and go to Cheshun. There's a place called Cheshun. And there are very famous fruit there. It's called banana. Nantou的芭蕉是很有名的.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is another trivia for
the
everyone.
Mini bananas.
Yes,
I know
the mini
how they
banana.
Look like. Yes.
Okay, so six of the branch line.
Yes.
Let's make a guess, okay? Make a guess about, do you know which branch line stopped the most train station?
Which branch line has the most train stations?
Yeah. 总共最多站停靠最多站的是哪一条支线呢?
Okay. So can you read me the six lines again?
Okay. The first one, 申奥线.
So 申奥, right? Where is that from? Where to where?
Okay, 申奥大概就是在台湾的北海岸.
Uh-huh.
这里其实有, yeah, the North Coast. So 这里其实有很多很有趣的点. 那这边最有名的一个 观光的资源呢, 就是在这边可以骑铁道自行车. You can ride a bike on the railway.
I think riding a bike everywhere in Taiwan now is the thing, right? People yeah. like to ride bicycles.
But there's a very special part is that
okay.
your bike is only on the railway. You can't get off the railway.
Huh? Really?
它是跟着这个铁道上面的这个脚踏车，它是骑在这个铁轨正上方的。它不像是我们骑在 Yeah, 它这个、
What?
那个上一次我原本要去，但是因为遇到台风啊，就没有去。所以我也很想去。
Sounds like a very interesting trip. Wow.
Yeah, I would like to go there, but yeah. the typhoon came, so I didn't finish the trip. Yeah.
You should go on the trip.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's the Shen Ao line, and what's the next line? Pingxi, right?
Yeah, Pingxi.
Pingxi is sort of like a short.I think I'm going to eliminate Pingxi because I know Pingxi is very short.
Yup, yes.
That's more for tourists.、Mm. So I'm going to eliminate that. So Shen Ao maybe,、yes. but not, definitely not、mm. Pingxi. The next one?、
Mm. Liu Jia Xian.
And where is that from where to where is that line?
If somebody from Qingzhou, they want to go to the high-speed railway, they will go on Liu Jia Xian. Yeah, 它比较定位是要从台铁搭到高铁站的时候。
Okay, from Qingzhou.So it's local train, local commute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Eliminate this one.
Okay, so the next one is 内湾线.
内湾. Where is 内湾?
内湾 is still the same in 新竹.
Also there's in a very, 新竹?
Yeah, there's a very famous historical street called 内湾老街.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a famous food called ginger lily rice dumpling, 野姜花粽.
Really? Never heard of that.You know, after all your trivia, I don't feel very Taiwanese. I should throw away my Taiwan passport.
you may have the trip, like, go somewhere,
go on the
branch line or something.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Neiwan, I'm going to leave it there. I think、mm-hmm. Neiwan is a possibility. But Liu Jia doesn't sound like a very long line, so no.
So now you keep two of them, like Shen Ao and Neiwan.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Ji Ji Xian.
Ji Ji.
Yes.
I am going to say, I also want to eliminate Gigi because I think that's also a touristy line. So I'm going to eliminate Gigi.、
Ah,
okay, the last one?
The last one is 沙轮线.
沙轮.
This one is in...
台中.
No, it's in Tai. 应该说它算是在、台南、啊、similar like 六家线.
Okay.
It's a local branch line.
Local
They will go to like 高铁的时候就可以搭。哦，这个时候就去台南高铁站啊。
Oh, interesting. So I've got three now.
Yeah, 深澳、内湾 and 沙轮。
I've got three now, and I got to choose one.
Oh,
I'm gonna go 沙轮. 沙轮 probably because down south there are more stations. It's a longer branch line. I'm gonna go for 沙轮.
Okay, nice guess, but the true answer, the
yes,
correct one,
the correct
is 内湾线.
Ah, darn it!Darn it! Ah, I was close.
But it's
a
nice guess. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 内湾线总共停了十三站哦，这是目前、
really?
对这个支线里面停最多的一个台铁支线。
Is 内湾 a branch line going into the mountains or to the coast?
And it's kind of going to the mountains. Yeah.
Oh,
而且它是横跨了新竹市跟新竹县的一条支线。那当初它其实是一开始是为了水泥业跟我们刚刚讲到这个林业的发展去新建的、
oh, uh-huh.
但后来这个产业更迭嘛，所以它就慢慢的变成是深入这些老街旅游的时候可以去逛的。 There's a very famous festival there. It's like you can go 内湾 to see the fireflies during May or April.
I heard of、yeah. that fireflies, but againYou know, people in Taipei, we can go see fireflies almost everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hear somewhere in Tuchun, you can also see fireflies.、Mm. And then somewhere in Pingxi, Jingguasi, or North Coast, you can also go see、
yeah.
fireflies.
Even Xiangshan. Oh, 这里象山你听说也有。
Really?
象山的另外一边有虎山。
Elephant Mountain?
Yeah, the Tiger Mountain.
Oh, 虎山. Yes, somebody told me about、yeah. that.
There's、yes. fireflies.
Okay.
So it's not、cool. so...It's very common in Taipei, right?
Okay.
Okay, so、right. this is the trivia about it. 最多这个停靠最多站的支线呢是内湾线。
Okay.
Okay.
So talking about、how many train stops there are or railway stations there are in the line, you know, when we talk about railway, I remember my first trip back to Taiwan、mm. because my mom is Hakka and she's from、Zhongli.
Oh.
So we had to take the local train to Neili.
Ah.
And It, you know, local trains are very slow, so I'm very impatient, and to me, it's a very different experience.
Mm.
So, you know, my mom took me on this local train, took hours, and then, you know, my brother and I, we were very annoyed, and we were just being boys, very, very impatient. So my mom on the way back said, oh, then we can take the express train. So she had my uncle take us, I remember, I think it was Taoyuan Station or Zhongli Station, one of the bigger stations. And then from the bigger station, we took the express train back to Taipei. It was like 30 minutes or 40 minutes. It was, you know, quite fast. And then we had seats. You know, the local trains, it's sort of benches on the sides. And then when you get on the express trains, you have seats. So this is, I think, the one idiom that will relate to all this that we've discussed is to go on the fast track.
Ah, you get more time.
That's right. So think about it. If you take the express train, right, you get there faster.
Yeah.
So just now we talked about the gravy train, right? It's nothing about speed, but it's just juicy. A lot of opportunities, good opportunities, okay? Money train. But this one is talking about speed. It's to go on the fast track or get on the fast track.
Yeah.
Okay. So fast track is the same as a railway track. Once you're on the fast track, that means you are moving forward very, very quickly. You are not on the local train. You are on the express train.
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, back in the day when this idiom was created, think about it. There weren't high-speed rails available, right? If we have to update this idiom, it'll be on the high-speed rail.
Yeah. It makes sense. Or maybe bullet train.
Yes, on the bullet track, right? Something like that. Mm. But fast track means, hey, you do something very quickly, or this is the path to getting it done quicker.
Ah, okay. So, 走到捷径的,如虎添翼的感觉.
Yes, and then also, it can also use to describe that, let's say, oh, after hearing from Patrick about your project progress, I can comment and say, oh, you are on the fast track. You are almost done with your project. You know, you finished early, so you're on the fast track.
Yes.
Or when you do presentations, you tell a boss, we're on the fast track, we will finish 20% ahead of the deadline.
Oh, 提前完工的感觉.
Yeah, or two days ahead of the deadline.
Mm.
So we are on the fast track.
Okay.
So again, using internship as an example, the example sentence, this internship opportunity can equip you with the experience you need to be on the fast track for manager.
Okay, 所以是这次的实习经验能让你在成为经理的路途上更加如虎添翼.
Yeah, to speed up the progress getting there.
Okay, 加速完成你想要达成经理的这个目标.
Yes.
Okay.
Get on the fast track to becoming a manager.
All right. So that's the trivia and the idioms for today about the trains and the branch line and the railway.
Thank you very much, Patrick. So let's quickly recap today. We've got three English idioms that pertains to trains and tracks, right? So the first one, the train has left the station when something is already done. You can't change it anymore.
Yeah, 事情已经成定局了,木已成舟了,这种感觉。
Yeah. And then the next one is gravy train, the meat juice train, which means that it's a good career, it's a good opportunity, or it could be a good project that you're taking on.
Yeah.
Money-making project,
肥缺.
For that matter. And then the next one that you may be able to use on a daily basis, you want to be on the fast track, or you want to get on the fast track of getting somewhere.
Okay, 这有点像 找到一个好的捷径,快速成功的道路啊,如虎添翼的感觉.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. So that's all the time we got for you, 15 Minutes Fam, and 我们的这个周报时光机的报友. So please comment down below using the comment link and let us know which of these trivia did you get right?
Oh.
Okay. You know why I want to ask this, Patrick? Because I don't feel very Taiwanese after tonight. So I want to know if you guys, you know, our 15 Minutes Fam or Zobao Squanjizi family, if you guys feel the same way I do.
I have to say, not many people know about these trivias. Nobody will count how many train stations are there in Taiwan, right?
Go ask your parents. Go ask your parents, see if they know. See how Taiwanese they feel. All right. So guys, we will give you a shout out if you send us a message or leave us a comment. And thank you very much for joining us today. And we will catch you same time, same place next week on Vocab. So that's over and out from me and
Patrick.
That's right, okay. You guys. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.